Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We, for some weeks, have been on the subject of a series we're calling Honor to Whom Honor. And our main texts are here in these two openings. 1 Samuel 2, we see that Eli and his sons were the priests, the ministers in the house of God. But his sons in particular, the Bible said they were sons of Belial. They were evil people, and yet they're preachers. And they were having affairs, and they were maltreating and abusing the people, and they were stealing the offerings. And the Lord warned him to do something about his boys. And he didn't do anything, and now judgment has come. And in 1 Samuel 2, and verse 29, he told him, he said, "You have honored your sons above me." Now, we ought to love our family, but we ought not love them more than God. Right. You know, you should not put your spouse above the Lord, and you should not put your children above the Lord or your grandchildren. True?
That's right.
And people say, "Well, you know, my family comes first." Well, then God does not. There's only one first place.
That's right.
And he said, "You've honored your sons above me, and now judgment's coming on all of them." You know, his two boys were both killed not many days after this and died young in the prime of their life, cut off. And people, sometimes they don't understand. What if he'd have done what he should have done? You know, if he'd have called them in and said, "Boys, what is this I hear? This cannot be. I hear of anything like this again, you are out. I'm pulling you. You'll not be here." And if he'd have heard anything like that, what should he have done? Pulled him right out. People might say, "Oh, that's hard. These are your own sons. But daddy, that's hard. You're so hard." No, what's hard is losing both of your boys in one day. Cut off in the prime of their life. You see what we're talking about here? See, parents nowadays are entirely too soft on things. And well, because I love them too much. No, you don't love them enough to deal with them not liking you for a little while you do what needs to be done. I'm not talking about being abusive and hurting and harming. I'm just talking about standing up for what's right and not compromising and keeping your word. When you say you're going to do something, do what you said you're going to do. Right? And not changing. And the Bible said, "Whom the Lord loves, He chastens." And not to despise the chastening of the Lord. So no, people tell me, "Well, they're just hard. They're just hard." No, love will do what will help you and spare you from running off the cliff down the road, even if it makes you mad at me right now. And if you love them enough, then you'll deal with the repercussions and all the feelings and them not, you know, being happy with you. You'll deal with that because you love them more than how you feel. In Romans, the 13th chapter, Romans 13 and 7, it says, "Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." The God's Word translation of this says, "Pay everyone whatever you owe them." Everybody read that out loud. Pay everyone whatever you owe them. Let's read it again real slow. Pay everyone whatever you owe. If you owe them, what do? Try to talk to them. Try to get them down. What'd the Bible say?
Amen.
Try to figure out how to get out of it. Huh? Pay them. If you owe taxes, hire lawyers. If you owe tolls, dodge them. Now somebody tell me those two words. Pay them.
Pay them.
Pay them. Say it again. The Bible says, pay them. He goes on to say, if you owe respect, respect that person. We use the term, pay your respects. That's a correct term. If you owe someone honor, honor that person. He refers to paying respect, paying honor, just like if you owe taxes or owe a bill, pay that. Now, that's a different mentality than many people have. People have the idea, well, you know, I don't know if they've merited my respect or not. If the Lord says you owe them respect, you owe them respect. Pay that honor, pay that respect. You do it through your actions, through your words. Now, we talked about this more than one occasion, but it'll bear some repetition. If you owe somebody, what should you do?
Pay
them. See, so many times Christians included, some of the worst, they spend a lot of their time and effort trying to figure out how to get out of stuff. A lot of their praying and their confessing, trying to get out of it. Oh, Lord, just cause something to happen so I don't have to pay it. Well, the Bible said pay it. So why are you trying to believe contrary to the Scripture? You should be using your faith to believe for plenty to come in so you can pay it instead of trying to get out of it. Well, they just didn't do this, and the work was shoddy, and they didn't do everything that they said they would do, and da 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 da. Well, maybe you missed God by hiring them, by getting involved with them, by going to their place, by choosing their company. Maybe if you'd have prayed more, you'd have been better led. You'd have gone a different direction. But no, you didn't. So here you are. So now what's it time to do?
Pay
up. Because the Bible said so. So just believe God. And if you don't have it, claim it. If you don't have it, sow for it. Sow a seed. Get it. Isn't this a different way of operating? Instead of fussing and suing and trying to get out and trying to... No, the Bible didn't say do all that. He said pay it.
Amen.
You owe it, pay it. And then, you know, be smarter next time. Pray more, be better led. Do what the Scripture said. Well, pay the respect you owe. Pay the honor you owe. We went into some detail looking at where disrespect and dishonor began, where it originated. And we saw it didn't originate with God. It didn't originate in God's creation in the beginning with Adam and Eve. But when the devil came on the scene, we saw the dishonor. We saw the questioning and the contradicting. And then the Lord gave us five eyes of disrespect. Anybody remember what those are?
Yes.
What was the first one?
Ignoring.
What's the second one?
Interrupting.
The third one?
Intruding.
What was the fourth one?
Interfering.
And the fifth one?
Insulting.
Now, this is not, you know, exhaustive study of any way to be disrespectful, but you can see just with these things, you can get the spirit of it, can't you? The way it sounds and the way it responds and acts. Do you want to get every vestige of this devilish stuff out of you and out of your thinking and your life? How many desire with your heart? You want disrespect out of you, out of you, out of your family. And do you want the Lord to show you every area where it's not right? Are you willing to make those changes?
Yes.
Well, it's already begun.
Yes.
And I believe we've already made progress, and we'll make a lot more in the coming days. We're coming up. You know, even after the Lord is directing us to be on another series, that doesn't mean this is over. The incorruptible seed of the Word of God never changes, never quits, never ends. It should be in you and me working next year and the next year and just getting stronger in us, just getting bigger in us. We don't just quit and forget that. No, everything remains, stays in us that the Lord has put in us, and one is just built upon another, and we should just come up, 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 up. Now, go with me, if you would, to Malachi, please. Something that is, we've been working to get to this place, believing to get to the place where we're starting into now. You might remember in the beginning of the series, we spoke and prophesied, actually, that it was promotion time. You remember that?
Yeah.
Promotion time. And this is all part of this. And the Lord would promote us. That's another way of saying honor us. But those that honor Him are the ones that get honored, get promoted. Those that despise Him don't get promoted. They lose. They don't go up, and they don't just stay where they are. They go down. They go backwards. And here is a spiritual principle. If you despise it, you lose it. Everybody understand? If you despise it, you lose it. Eli and his family, did they have something holy from the Lord? Did they have a precious thing, their family being the priest of the Lord and leaders in the things of God? Did they lose it? They lost it. The Lord said, I had said that this was to stay with you throughout your generations. But now He said, be it far from me, because those that honor me are the ones I'm going to honor. How could He continue to use them and honor them and them despising Him like they were? How could He do that? It's not right. It's not just. They had become a person unworthy of such an honor. You remember God chose Saul and set him in the place over the people. But the Bible said God removed Saul, and He raised up David in his place. And did you see how it happened? Saul, though he was humble in many ways when he first started, you know, when they told him he was king, he went and hid. He was embarrassed, and they had to go find him and drag him out and make him king. But he got over that and got the big head. He did. And the man of God was trying to correct him one time, and he got in the man of God's face and said some things, and the man of God was just going to turn and leave. He grabbed his clothes. You remember that? And tore his clothes. And when he did, the prophet turned around and said, and God has torn the kingdom out of your hand. He tore his clothes, and he said, God's torn the kingdom out of your hand and given it to somebody better than you. And it happened. Did Saul and his family lose what God had given them? Why? Disrespect. They came to take it for granted and treat it as nothing. Esau, remember? Lost his birthright, didn't he? Why? He said, what good's this birthright? What, I mean, I'm starving to death. Give me some food. Yeah, I'll trade it for a bowl of soup. No big deal. And he lost it. And later on, he decided he wanted it and he couldn't get it. It was too late. So if you despise it, you lose it. This is true with every good thing in our life. Oh, but if you honor it and you treasure it and you do what you should with it, you not only get to keep it, you qualify for more, bigger, greater, further. Are you interested, saints?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me